Thanks for joining us on WAER.org and NPR One. This week, the Great New York State Fair opened for an extended run through Labor Day. WAER's Scott Willis highlights some of the sights, sounds, and smells new to fairgoers this season.
Well, it wouldn't be the fair if we didn't mention food, so we start right inside the main gate, where Syracuse-based Recess Coffee now greets visitors at the main information building. Communications Director Kathy Rosa says they're experimenting with different foods.
We really wanted to make everything very local focused, so it all started with the breakfast sandwich. We got, you know, donuts from Geddes Bakery, and kind of while we were rolling with our New York cheddar and our New York bacon, we figured might as well add it to everything else.
Next door in the Center of Progress building, Director of Tourism with I Love New York, Ross Levi, says their new exhibit showcases all 11 of New York's vacation regions.
You'll see the big video screens around you. The two on either side are showing you great places and attractions in New York State. Literally goes from Niagara Falls to Long Island. Certainly the Finger Lakes, Central New York, Syracuse region are well represented. There's dinosaur barbecue as I'm talking, as if on cue. But yeah, it really does do the whole breadth of New York State.
Moving to near the Horticulture building, Trooper Jack Keller says the State Police exhibit has a new, more prominent home to mark its centennial.
Well, I think a lot of people aren't aware of this was our first assignment in 1917. The troopers back then rode horseback and they did tricks. And people from around the state came here, and it used to be like the old grandstand, would see troopers doing these tricks on horses. And that kind of spearheaded us having this little showcase. Throughout the years, obviously, it's changed. And now I think it gives them an opportunity to show them that we've been here ever since.
The exhibit includes a new, taller 60-foot rappelling tower and scuba tank for demonstrations. A short walk away is the Midway, and perhaps the most noticeable addition is the 1,400-foot Broadway Skyliner. Wade Show's owner, Frank Zeitchik, says it's a unique way to move people to new attractions on the west end of the fairgrounds.
It adds permanency. It adds something that not everybody has. You know, there's not a lot of state fairs that have them. Only the very biggest and only the very best state fairs have them. And certainly, the Great New York State Fair is one of the best fairs in the country.
The ride is $5 one way and $8 round trip, and is not included with the Carnival Ride wristbands. Scott Willis, WAER News.
Find more on this and other local stories at our website, WAER.org.